The high-tech equipment involved in the rescue attempt is impressive. Makes you wonder whether technology might be able to prevent mining accidents from happening in the first place. Well, it turns out that engineers are working on it. They're hoping to outsource some of the actual mining to robots. Mark Yim is an associate professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Mark, as you likely know, more than 2,500 people die every year in mining accidents worldwide. It is such a risky proposition, sending people down deep into the earth. I wonder if there is a technology that exists right now that will enable robots to do the job miners do.
Well, the automating of machines that do the type of digging and extraction and all that type of stuff is happening, and it's fairly straightforward. Essentially, what you can do is you have the machines that do the digging, and rather than having people do it, you can do it remotely. I don't actually know of anything that's currently being done explicitly that will replace miners now, but the technologies to do that automation is moving forward.
And why is it taking so long? I mean, mining has been going on for ages, and there have been deaths for ages. It's always been an extremely dangerous job. Why has the technology not caught up yet?
So there's a variety of things. People are really good at seeing things and observing things. Having machines that can do the same type of perception is actually something that's very difficult. Where people can often notice things, that's very easy to them. Having a machine notice that is actually very difficult.
But there would be a camera. When we think of something like surgery that happens microscopically using a camera, even at a geographic distance, if it can be done in such a tiny, fragile level such as that, why not in a mine?
That's a great question. Theoretically, things like that could work, but it turns out that when you're in a different situation where you have a very unstructured environment in which you don't actually know what it might be like, having a camera down there actually doesn't work by itself. Say for surgery, you know what it's supposed to look like, and when you have a camera down there, you know when something's wrong. When you're down in some mining area that you have no idea what it actually should look like, it's very difficult to tell, is this particular soil that you're looking at or rock or whatever that you're looking at, how far away is it, how hard is it, what are the characteristics? It's actually very difficult to do, even if you have a human looking at it through a camera.
But you still think it could happen?
Oh, yeah, it could definitely happen. There are technologies that are improving, not only in the cameras, but in other sensors. So you can put things like ground-penetrating radar or other types of spectroscopy, so you can actually see the types of minerals that humans can't see with their eyes, but the machines can figure out even better than having a human down there.
How far away is this from reality?
That I don't know. There's always a question of cost, and whether we are close to that is more of a question of people putting the effort to make that happen.
Sounds like you're saying that there is a lack of effort right now. Are mining companies interested in developing robotics?
So I have talked to some mining companies in the past about possibilities for doing this, and there have always been kind of remote interest, but I've never actually had or seen people, mining companies, actually supporting that work.
How could that be, given the number of losses?
Well, that's a good question. You know, is there an ethical issue about how much money should we put into this type of work, which could save lives, versus the extra cost in actually making it happen and the cost of developing it?
So what about having robots conduct rescue operations? Is that being done anywhere, and could it be soon?
Yes, I think that's a lot closer to the horizon. The technology is really close at the moment to actually do that type of rescue, to put robots that could go down small holes relatively deep to see if they can find people or to deliver things to them, you know, being able to navigate through tunnels and that type of thing. That technology is very close to making an impact.
All right. Thanks very much for talking to us. Mark Yim, Associate Professor of Mechanical Engineering at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks again, Mark.
Sure. Thanks.